Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Sarakaya Chakshurunitam Vena Kashmir Sukhidvare Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Sthapitam Jena Bhuttale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Jagadishvaranta Vandinam Sri Guru Sri Padatamam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sahagatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tamatam Sri Guru Saditam Sadhutam Vedana Saditam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Param Sadhana Sadhana Sri Krishna Karuna Sindhu Vina Vandu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Vandara Dhatanda Namaste Tatta Kancha Vishwanusre Devi Ramami Hari Priya Vanchakavatara Vyasya Kripasindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pranamevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhara Srivastava Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Bhagavad Gita Suti Ski, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai. Somebody is missing. What are you missing here? They're coming. Okay. All right, Bhagavad Gita, it is chapter 2. What's the heading?
Content of the Gita summarized.
Content of the Gita summarized. Text number?
7.
Text number 7. Text 6 shows that Arjuna is what? Text 6. What is the situation of Arjuna? Doubtful. Why he doesn't want to fight? Like?
Associating
with the body?
Confused.
I bet he's confused. What they said here. No, do we know which is better? He doesn't know. So he's confused. To win or to lose? Which one is better? So he's confused. And although he is confused, although Arjuna is confused here, he's open. He's not closed. Open means that he wants to, he wants to learn, he wants to find a solution to his problem. Someone may be confused. Some people are confused in this matter. Where do we go? We simply don't know where to go. But Arjuna is fortunate because although he's confused and he's baffled, he made up his mind. house will go and ask somebody. See, it's open. See, it's better. The situation is better. Life? Arjuna is open. Wants to know. So text 7.
Karapanya duso patta swabhava. Prachami tvam dharma sambuddha cheta. Jatthe asyan nischitam bhuhitambe. Sisyasti ham sadhimam pam prapanam.
Yes, this is Arjuna's fortune, the fortune of a devotee. That when a devotee is confused, what to do? Yes? Go to guru. Go to guru. You have any difficulty? Don't complicate it. Go to guru. That you see throughout history. All the time the demigods have problems. What do? They go to Brahma or they go to Shiva. They don't fight before going there. Right? Sometimes devotee will fight and they will go to the president to solve the problem. That's nonsense. Right? It's nonsense. If you recognize that somebody is there superior to us, who came for us, the difficulty, go to him. Right? So Arjuna is confused and he didn't start fighting. He has gone to meet his guru. So he has come to Krishna. Now I am confused. This is open confession. The devotees should confess. But you should confess openly to the Guru. Guru Dev, this is what I am. You see, all our acharyas, this is what they do. All the acharyas, they had difficulty. Not difficulty, or whatever, difficulty. Whatever is the situation. They always confess, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, oh Lord Krishna, just see, how can I tell you my shameful story? What is that? Confession. He opened up. And then what will Krishna do? Go away? No, Krishna will listen. Oh, very nice. He started giving instructions how to deal with it. This purport is very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. This purport. Very, very powerful. So let us look at it very carefully. Now I am confused about my duty and have lost all composure because of my miserly weakness. Kripana, Karpana, Karpanya Dosha. That is Sanskrit word. Karpanya Dosha. In this condition, I am asking you to tell me for certain what is best for me. Now I am a disciple, a soul surrendered unto you. Please instruct me. Sometimes you see, the disciples, they go to the spiritual master to tell him what they want to do. Not what they want the guru to. Not what they want to do for guru, or what the gurus will tell them. But they want to, they will go to guru to tell the guru what they want to do. This is not nice. It's not a good attitude. We should ask, what should I do? What should I do? So, Prophet Papa said, by nature's own way, the complete system of material activity is a source of perplexity for everyone. Is it true? Therefore, we should do what? Approach a guru. We should approach a guru. We should approach a guru. Yes, a bona fide spiritual master. In every step there is perplexity, and therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can give one proper guidance for executing the purpose of life. In every birth, every time we come to this material world, we have mother, father, husband, wife, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, profession, money, facilities, everything, even our material body. There is something which you don't have in all the births. What is that? Guru and Krishna. That means what? Guru and Krishna is very, very important in our life. Very, very important. It is very, very important. Anything which is common, any person can do it. Both lazy and strong, fools and intelligent people, they can do. Something which is very rare, it is for few people. All Vedic literatures advise us to approach a bona fide spiritual master to get free from the perplexities of life, which happen without our desire. They are like a forest fire that somehow blazes without being set by anyone. What is that? Proper use the word here. They are like forest fire. Forest fire, how do you call it? We sing that every morning. Not here, other side. Problems of life. The ups and downs of life shouldn't be our problem, because they are there. If someone is surprised, why am I hungry? He's a fool. Is it not? If you are surprised, why am I hungry? It's foolishness. You should be hungry because this body requires food. At a certain time, you'll be hungry. So if I'm surprised, why do I have a problem? You are a fool. This material world is meant for that. So we shouldn't be disturbed with this problem. We should be concerned with solution. We should find solution to our problems. Like Arjuna is doing, approaching a spiritual master to dispel the ignorance and put him on his proper duty. So Prabhupada said here, Prabhupada said, in every step there is perplexity, and therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can give one proper guidance for executing the purpose of life. That's the duty of a spiritual master. And he gave this example. They are like a forest fire that somehow blazes without being set by anyone. Similarly, The whole situation is such that perplexities of life automatically appear without our wanting such confusion. No one wants fire, and yet it takes place, and we become perplexed. The Vedic wisdom therefore advises that in order to solve the perplexities of life and to understand the science of the solution, one must approach a spiritual master who is in the disciple succession. A person with a bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. One should not therefore remain in material perplexities, but should approach a spiritual master. This is the purpose of this verse. What is the purpose of this verse? To approach a spiritual master. In disciple succession, yes. We should approach a spiritual master in disciple succession. This is the purport of this verse. Approach a spiritual master. One who knows. One who knows can solve our problem. One who does not know. One who knows can solve our problems. But one who does not know cannot help us. So we shouldn't approach a fool. We should approach one who knows. Tattva Vidas. Tattva Vidas. Yes. They know us. They can help us. Who is the man in material perplexities? It is he who does not understand the problems of life. In the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 3.8.10, the perplexed man is described as follows. Yova eta aksharam garagi abiti twams twasmal loka praitisa karpana. He is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life as a human and who does quit this material life, this material world like the cats and dogs, without understanding the science of self-realization. Miserly man. One who does not ask for self-realization is a miser. What is the opposite of a miser? You see in the pocket. Now you are going there. You're supposed to tell me before going there. The opposite of a miser? Brahmana, yes. Thank you. It's a Brahmana. Why a Brahmana? Properly explains in the purport. Okay. A miser is he is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life as a human and who does quit this world like the cats and dogs without understanding the science of the self-realization. This human form of life is a most valuable asset for the living entity who can utilize it for solving the problems of life. Therefore, one who does not utilize this opportunity properly is a miser. On the other hand, there is the Brahmana, or he who is intelligent enough to utilize this body to solve all the problems of life. Jaye tad aksharam garagi viditvam sa loka praiti sa brahmana. It's a Brahmana, the opposite of a miser. So a Brahmana, he uses this body for the purpose it is meant for. The scriptures says that Manushya Jadma Sudrulabha. This human form of life is very rare to achieve. How rare is it? How rare is this human form of life? Huh? after 8.4 million, then we get a human form of life. No guarantee, because 900,000 aquatic species of aquatic, 900,000, we have to go through it, and how many lifetimes we'll go through that? Just aquatic species alone is 900,000. We have to go through all that. We have done all that. So we should be tired by now. So we can do something better by asking for self-realization. So the human form of life is Sudrulabha. Very, very difficult to get. Therefore, it is Labda Sudrulabha Idambahu Shambhavanti Onusha Apiha Apiha Artadam. Artadam means the purpose of this body is for self-realization. Artadam. This body is meant for self-realization. If you use this body for something else, for sense gratification, it is a defeat. This body is meant for self-realization, not for sense gratification. Artadam. Therefore, we should be Brahmanas. Brahmanas, not Kripanas. They are not the same, like heaven and hell. Different. Alright? The Kripanas, or miserly persons, waste their time in being overly affectionate for family, society, country, etc. in the material conception of life. One is often attached to family life, namely to wives, children, and other members, on the basis of skin disease. The Kripana thinks that he is able to protect his family members from death, or the Kripana thinks that his family or society can save him from the verge of death. Such family attachment can be found even in the lower animals, who take care of children also. Being intelligent, Arjun could understand that his affection for family members and his wish to protect them from death were the causes of his perplexities. You know what causes depression? Depression. Even devotees feel depressed. Depression is principally caused by excessive attachment for the body. Causes depression. Not attachment for self-realization, for Krishna. Attachment for Krishna does not cause depression. Excessive attachment for the body causes depression. So devotees should not be depressed. Devotees should be joyful. Should be joyful. So the Prabhupada gave us a society to enjoy, not to suffer. Right? This is International Society for Depression. This is International Society for Christian Consciousness, not for depression. Not for loneliness. Many devotees also feel lonely. It's a lack of Christian consciousness. See, if you have a cup full of water, can you add water again? Can you add water? The cup because it's full. So if it is empty, there is a space to add water, right? Similarly, if our life is not fully Krishna conscious, that means there is a space for for Maya to come in and causes depression, loneliness, and insecurity. Insecurity. Devotees should not feel insecure. That you get in chapter 4. Why devotees should not feel insecure? Krishna will answer that for us in chapter 4. Arjuna is depressed here, confused and bewildered. Why? Attachment for the body. Attachment for family members. Depression. So Prabhupada said, being intelligent, Arjuna could understand that his affection for family members and his wish to protect them from death were the causes of his perplexities. Although he could understand that his duty to fight was awaiting him, still, on account of miserly weakness, he could not discharge the duties. He is therefore asking Lord Krishna, the Supreme Spiritual Master, to make a definite solution. He offers himself to Krishna as a disciple. He wants to stop friendly talks. Talks between the master and the disciple are serious. And now, Arjuna wants to talk very seriously before the recognized spiritual master. Krishna, therefore, Krishna is therefore the original spiritual master of the science of Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna is the first disciple for understanding the Gita. What is the qualification of Arjuna to understand or Gita, to receive the Gita?
Devotee and friend.
Bhakto Shmi Chaka Cheti. Two qualifications. If you want to go to, if we are a lawyer, any lawyer here? Any lawyer here? Okay. If you want to go to law school, you must first of all be a graduate. If you're not a graduate, you cannot go to law school. Similarly, to understand Gita, we must be a devotee and a friend. Why? Talk.
This is the qualification.
Yes. Okay. According to Bhagavad Gita, I quoted a verse yesterday from Bhagavad Gita. Okay, Krishna said, "Idam to take Gugya to Mam Pravakshami and Asuyava." A devotee and a friend of Krishna is not envious of Krishna. No envy. That's the qualification of a devotee. A devotee is a friend of Krishna. Why? There is no envy. Impersonalists are envious of Krishna. Yes, are envious of Krishna. And they are writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita. What would they write? Their confusion, their envy. If you are envious of a person, what do we expect from that person? All the bad things in the world, every bad thing, he should lose his job, he should have accident, he should have no money. Right? So you see, impersonally, they are dividing Krishna's body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking, Chaitanya Bhagwat, "I will kill him." But Chaitanya want to kill. Who is that? "That man is cutting my body into pieces." He said, "I have no body. I have no hand. I have no leg. I have no head. I have no nose. No eyes." Who is that? Prakasananda Saraswati. Why? Envy. So a devotee has no envy of Krishna, therefore he can understand the Gita. So Krishna said, "Go here to mom, I will give you my heart because I have confidence in you. I have confidence that if I tell you my secret, you're not going to make it, you're not going to put it on the net." You're not put it on the net if I tell you my secret. You keep it with yourself. Yeah, they're envious of Krishna. Yes. Yes. Devotees never want liberation. Why? What's the principal reason why the devotee doesn't like liberation? There's no service. There is no service. So devotees say, to hell with liberation if I have no service for you. To hell with it. What is the meaning of liberation without service for Krishna? It is selfishness. Liberation actually is selfishness. I want my own good. I don't want to suffer. Therefore, let me just merge into Krishna and forget all sufferings. Foolishness. Yes, all the rasas devotee has with Krishna. Devotee have them with Krishna. All the rasas are there. Yes. Mention as a friend doesn't mean that he has no service for Krishna. Or as a servant, it doesn't mean like that. If you are a friend, you do service. In all relationship, what maintains it? What maintains a relationship? Service. The moment you remove service from any relationship, it is finished. Service. Think of anything in this world that has no service in the middle, that maintains anything. Either it is student, or a teacher, a boss, or a servant. Don't look at all. Can you remember any one thing which has no service in the middle? So you see, even among Krishna's friends, their service. Their service there. All right? It's okay? So Prabhupada concluded this purport. There is no difference between Krishna's within and without. Yesterday we talked about this. And one who has no sense of this understanding is the greatest fool in trying to understand Bhagavad Gita. There's nothing like inborn Krishna. Krishna is Krishna. There's nothing inborn in Krishna. Krishna is Krishna. Right? Realize in three futures. It's realized in three futures, not in one future. In three futures. Yes. Okay.
Yesterday you were saying that Lunasade is special master of Arjun. So in this part, why when the Arjun is confused, so why did not think to Lunasade and ask for solution?
Very good. Very good. We'll answer you in text 8. We'll discuss you in text 8. Why Arjuna didn't go to Dronacharya, even Bhishma Dev himself and Vyasadeva himself? Why didn't he go to them? He's approaching Krishna. Arjuna said, for you, I find no one else who can dispel this my doubt. I don't see anyone who is qualified than you to answer me this question. So he went to Arjuna. Since he went to Krishna. And when he went to Krishna, after speaking this, you see, text 8, Krishna did not, it should have been Sri Bhagavan Vachar, but he didn't find it here. He found it in text 11. Right? Arjuna has come to Krishna to express his feeling, please accept me as a servant. So the next verse should be, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, but he's not here. Because when Krishna was approached by Arjuna, Krishna did not say this until text 11. Why? Krishna was saying, you have affection for yesterday and others. So why don't you go there? Why are you asking me? You should have gone to them. That is why Krishna didn't mention, he didn't talk anything about it here. Other things took place before. There were three verses before Krishna started speaking, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, and from there his chastisement. Because now he has accepted Arjuna, so now he can chastise. Right? Arjuna did not find a person qualified for his problem to be his guru than Krishna. And Krishna also was hesitant to really get Arjuna's confidence or full surrender. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura, when he approached Guru Kishorada Babaji Maharaj, what did he do? I'm not qualified to be a guru. What is that? Test. That's a test. A guru must test the disciple. And a disciple must test the guru before accepting. So he tested him. And at the moment he tested who? Dhruva Maharaj. He tested him. You were a small boy at my age. You should playing ball. And after all, your parents are looking for you. Yes. But Dhruva Maharaj said, are you Krishna? But the Muni said, no, get out of my way. If you are not Krishna, please step aside. So guru and the disciple must test each other. So Krishna tested Arjuna. Okay, now you have come to me. What of other people we were depending upon before? What about them? When Arjuna showed that, no, Krishna, it is you I want for now. Now I have had experience of the previous people. It is you I want now. Then Krishna accepted. Yes?
There is three classes of yogi, first class and last class.
Yes.
So in this case, this origin is not understanding what this guru wants.
Yes, there are three classes of disciples. First class, second class, and third class. Third class disciples should never interpret the instructions of his guru. He should follow exactly. Third class disciples, second class disciples shouldn't interpret the instructions of the spiritual master. They should follow exactly. Yes. First class disciple can alter it. Why? He knows the heart of the guru. By the blessing of the guru, he knows. So Arjuna is not a third class, second class, a first class. Yes. Yes. His first class. Yes. He gave himself completely without reservation to Krishna. That's how he fought. There's no reservation. Oh, Krishna, you want this war, so I just do it to please you, but not with my heart. No. Arjuna fought with his heart. Right? He fought with his heart. No reservation. All right? Okay. Text 8.
Nahi papa shami mama panudya.
Tacho kam ucho sanam indriyanam.
Avapya pumo asapanam dridham.
Rajam suranam apichadipacham.
Yes. Papa said in the purport, although Arjuna was putting forward so many arguments based on knowledge of the principles of religion and moral code, it appears that he was unable to solve his real problem without the help of the spiritual master, Lord Sri Krishna. Yes, even though we may have all the worlds at our feet, without the spiritual master, useless. We will still have problem. No matter our material position, we still need a guru. Krishna teaches that by his own personal example. All the incarnations of Christians, of God, who come here, who came in this material world, they had spiritual master. All of them. They are teaching us the importance of spiritual master in our life. So Arjuna may have the kingdom, he may even win, he may have the power to fight to win, but without the spiritual master, everything is useless. The guru is very, very important in our life. And we must approach him. The Prabhupada said in the purport, if we go down a bit, academic knowledge, scholarship, high position, etc., are all useless in solving the problems of life. Help can be given only by a spiritual master like Krishna. It's in the purport, if you go down it. Academic knowledge cannot solve our problem. Scholarship, high position, etc., are all useless in solving the problems of life. Help can be given only by a spiritual master like Krishna. Therefore, the conclusion is that a spiritual master who is 100% Krishna conscious is a bona fide spiritual master, for he can solve the problems of life. Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya said that one who is a master in the sense of Krishna consciousness, regardless of his social position, is a real spiritual master. Right? And he quoted Kiba, Vipra, Kiba, Nyasi, Sudra, Kena, Naya. Yay Krishna Tata Vita, Sei Guru, Hai. Do we understand this? Do we apply this in our own consciousness? Is it our vision? Sadhu should not be seen. Sadhu should not be seen. Sadhu should be heard. If you go to a sadhu with the eyes, what will you do? Commit offenses. If you go to a sadhu with the ear, you'll be saved. So the qualification here is not the body. It's not scholarship. The qualification to be a guru is what? Yai Krishna Tatra Vita. One who knows Krishna. It is not one who has this body or has that position. One who knows Krishna. He should be a guru. Then he quoted another one, or to the translation, he said, so without being a master in the science of Christian consciousness, no one is a bona fide spiritual master.
Sakaramani pundo vipro mantra tantra visaradaha
Vaishnava
guru nashad Vaishnava swapacho guru
swapacha. What is that? Swapacha? Dog eater has become, a dog eater has become guru. Yes. Aho bata sapacha tu gariyan jajwa gre vartate nama tu biam tepu is the past te juhu sasno aria. What aria is here? Aria. This is Devahuti. Devahuti is speaking the third canto of Bhagavatam. Yes?
Like one of Gita, like me meeting following the Krishna consciousness, then he can become guru. But not like exactly Krishna consciousness, like is it Krishna consciousness at the same time meeting? Like.
Yes, being in Krishna consciousness means that we are really in Krishna consciousness. So you see, in many purport, Prabhupada will say, devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. You've seen that? Why did he separate the two? You're already in devotion. Why did he say in full Krishna consciousness? It means that we can be like Kamsa. Where is Kamsa? Mathura. Mathura, Kamsa is not in America, you're not in Africa. He's in Mathura. Where is Mathura? So, Vrindavan, right? So, was he in Mathura? Was Kamsa really in Mathura? Was Kamsa really in Mathura? No, he's not. Why? His consciousness does not show, it doesn't resemble a Mathuravasi. When the consciousness of Mathuravasi, they constantly think of Krishna as their friend, not as an enemy. But Kamsa was constantly 24 hours Krishna conscious. Rupa Goswami said, this is not Krishna consciousness. Yes, because he's thinking of Krishna inimically. You're not thinking of Krishna favorably. Favorably is Krishna consciousness. Unfavorably is not Krishna consciousness. So we shouldn't just be a floating devotee, a devotee who's existing in Krishna consciousness, but importantly, we should exist in Krishna consciousness with full potency. That is being in Krishna consciousness.
Sorry, Maharaj. You say like Vrindavan is like not contaminated place.
Yes.
Pure.
Yes.
Vrindavan, how come this like Kamsa or other demon that was brought from many other demons? So how come they are like
way. Okay, let me tell you the truth. All these historical demons you find in Vrindavan, they are devotees. Where do you find them in the Bhagavatam? Where do you find demons in Bhagavatam? Where do you find demons in Bhagavatam? Tenth canto, which is the lotus face of Krishna. And Bhagavatam is Amala Purana. So how can there be demons inside? Amala Purana, spotless, no blemish. The demons are some of us who are not devotees. Okay. A scholarly Brahmana, expert in all subjects of Vedic knowledge, is unfit to become a spiritual master without being a Vaishnava or expert in the science of Krishna consciousness. But a person born in a family of a low caste can become a spiritual master if he is Vaishnava or Krishna conscious. That's the qualification. Krishna consciousness. That's the qualification. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said what in Chaitanya Charitamrita? What did he say? By my order, become a guru. Not by your qualification, by my order. Which order? The order is that you are Krishna conscious to become a guru. That's a qualification. Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Arjuna sought refuge, the last, second to the last part of the purport. He sought, therefore, refuge in Krishna consciousness, and that is the right path for peace and harmony. Krishna consciousness is what? What is Krishna consciousness? Is the right path for peace and harmony. Krishna consciousness is what? The right path for peace and harmony. This is what Prabhupada is saying here. Economic development or supremacy over the world can be finished at any moment by the cataclysms of material nature. Even elevation into a higher planetary system or situation, as men are now seeking on the moon planet, can also be finished at one stroke. The Bhagavad Gita confirms this. Shine punye marcha lokam visanti. When the result of pious activities are finished, one falls down again from the peak of happiness to the lowest status of life. Many politicians of the world have fallen down in that way. Such downfalls only constitute more causes for lamentation. Therefore, if we want to curb lamentation for good, then we have to take shelter of Krishna, as Arjuna is seeking to do. So Arjuna asks Krishna to solve his problem definitely, and that is the way of Krishna consciousness. Text 9. Sandhya Vacha Evam Ukta Hrishikesham Buddha Kesa Parantapa Nayosya Iti Govindam Oppa Tushnim Pabhu Papu Papu Vaha. Arjuna is called here as Parantapa, meaning competent to kill his enemy. Krishna said, oh, you are competent to kill your enemy. Why are you lamenting? A devotee, you have all the necessary knowledge, right? As a devotee, we have all the necessary knowledge. We have all the knowledge. We have all the facilities. We have the spiritual master. You have the deities. You have association of devotees. We have prasadam. You have everything. So why should we lament? Right? Don't we have everything to become Krishna conscious? So why are we lamenting? Confession means no Krishna consciousness. Confession means no Krishna consciousness.
Sometimes it's there.
Yes, sometimes it's there. We should try to remove it. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami told the sage of the Mishana, with a sword in hand, cut off the binding knot. Which sword? What is a sword?
Knowledge.
Knowledge. So we have the guru is speaking, giving us the knowledge, destroying the ignorance. So we have the facility to cut off all the confusions, all the unnecessary things, and make advancement in Krishna consciousness. So we have everything. We should make use of what we have. If we don't use what we have, then confusion. Go to the devotee and tell him, this is what my mind is telling me, what should I do? Devotee should be like this, open. Don't go to a weak devotee. Go to a devotee who does not have a problem. If you go to a weak devotee who complicate their situation, he will also add his confusion or her confusion to your own. So Arjun did not go to such people. Arjun went to Krishna who had no confusion. And his problem is solved. So we should make use of what we have. Krishna has given all the devotees around us. We should take help from them. It is not by mistake that we all came together. Right? Sometimes we have difficulty in the temple with this person or that person. It's all due to immaturity. It is still maturity. Laziness that we're not assessing properly what we have. Otherwise, we have everything that can make us become devotee. And Prabhupada said that many times, stick to what I have given to you, that success is guaranteed. So Prabhupada is confident in what he gave to us. Alright? This indicated that he will soon be free from the false lamentation resulting from family affection and will be enlightened with perfect knowledge of self-realization or Krishna consciousness. I will then surely fight. Thus, Dhritarashtra's joy will be frustrated since Arjuna will be enlightened by Krishna and will fight to the end. It's the last part of the purport. Right? Text 10. Tam uvacha Hrishikesha.
Tam uvacha Hrishikesha.
Rahasaniva
Bharata.
Rahasaniva Bharata. Senayo
ubayo madye. Senayo ubayo madye.
Yisadantam idam vacha.
Yisadantam idam vacha.
Yes, Rahasan. Rahasan means Krishna smile. What's he smiling? Why Krishna is smiling here?
He's always smiling.
Yes. Yes, Krishna is always smiling, yes. But to Arjun, why is he smiling to Arjun?
Because at first Arjun came.
Yes. Yes. At last. We are friends. Now you have become a disciple. So rasa has changed. Before we are friends. That is our rasa. From rasa of friendship, it has now become dasya. So now Arjuna is a shishya. It's a disciple now, not a friend again. So Krishna smiles. Right? Sometimes, like Isolanda Lokanath Maharaj, he gave initiation to his mother. His mother is one of his disciples. True? Lokanath Maharaj, he gave initiation to his mother. He initiated his mother. Yes, right? Right. Yes. So this is the smiling. Oh. The mother has become a disciple. So the mother should chastise the son, but now the rasa is changed. So now the disciple had to be chastised by the guru. And the guru is there the Son. So everything has changed here. The same thing. Friendship has changed into a disciple now. So now I have to get order. And what Krishna did? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Right? Now Krishna is speaking. Asota Navasota Strum Pagya Madam Cha Basa said. Katasun Agatasum's Cha. Nanu Sotanti Onita. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Asochan Avasochastram Bhagya Vadams Chabhasase Katasun Agatasums Chab Nanu Sochanti Pandita. Yes. Look, in this way, Krishna is telling Arjuna, you are a fool. Why? Pragya, as Madame said. Pragya, you are speaking. If someone hears what you are talking, you will think, oh, this is a very wise, learned person. But, now no certainty, Pandita. One who knows never laments. So you are speaking very nicely and lamenting at the same time. Something is wrong with your knowledge. Something wrong with your knowledge. Your knowledge is not perfect. If you really know, you cannot lament. Is it not? Those who know will not lament. For example, if any one of us say, walk out of this room, even though the person may be our intimate friend. If someone just leave this room, will any one of us say cry? Huh? Why? Why would we not cry? We know that the person will come back. Or he's doing something in that room. The person is still there. The person who left here is still there. Is it not true? So Krishna begins his knowledge. Krishna begins knowledge. Knowledge, gyan, it begins from here. Someone leave this room and enter another room. We all agree that we will not cry, right? We will not lament. Because we know that the person who left here is doing something to that room there. Is it not? So we have the knowledge. So Krishna is saying here that Nanu Sotanti Pandita, one who knows will not lament, will not cry unnecessarily. So lamentation for the body is what? Ignorance. That's ignorance. Prabhupada said, the Lord at once took the position of the teacher and chastise the student, calling him indirectly a fool. The Lord said, you are talking like a learned man. Pragya Badam said, Pasa said, you are speaking like a learned man, but you do not know that one who is learned, one who knows what is body and what is soul, does not lament for the stage of the body, neither in the living nor in the dead condition. As explained in later chapters, it will be clear that knowledge means what? To know matter and spirit and the controller of both. That is knowledge. Knowledge means to know. Yes. We should understand what is matter, we should understand what is spirit, and the controller of both of them. That's knowledge. If one has this, they are considered a knowledgeable person. Then what of our scientists?
They are not.
Eh? You said they are?
They
are fools. Let them not hear you speak like this. How are they fool when they can make this? Is this foolishness?
No, this is not. Because they made it, that's why they cannot say that they are wise. Is there something?
Can a foolish person make this? I'm asking. Here's my microphone. Can a foolish person make this? This requires what? To make this, it requires intelligence. They know only matter. They know only matter. We will discuss that in chapter 4. But Krishna is talking about Maya Parita?
Gyan.
How? Please think about it. Maya Parita Gyan. So each one intelligence is stolen. If your property is stolen, it means what? It means you don't have it. So if you don't have intelligence, how can you make microphone? This is my question. Lord Krishna said, Maya Paharita Gyan. Right? Maya has stolen their intelligence. So my question was, how can a person whose intelligence is stolen manufacture spacecraft, automobile, gadgets, sophisticated cell phone? Can a foolish person do that? Very good. Very good. It's very good.
That is not a complete knowledge. It is incomplete knowledge as it is taken in Bhagavatam, because that all this economics, psychology, see, all the subjects which one he used utilizing the Krishna consciousness, then he is perfect intelligent person, otherwise he is harmful. That intelligence is not complete.
Very good. Very good. Yes, very good. Very good. Yes, yes. Academic knowledge can never solve our spiritual problem. In other words, we can never solve our material problem with material solution. We can only solve our material problems with spiritual problems. So when Christians say their intelligence is stolen, means that they may do all these things, which is just manipulation of matter. They don't know anything about the soul and the honor of both of them, both the matter and the spirit.
So Maya has stolen the intelligence, means Maya will utilize for her service, and he will be serving Maya.
You forget about Krishna.
And forget about his
life. Yes.
Forget about the purpose of life.
Yes. 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 So Maya took it for herself and engaged him in all the activities so he can remain in material world here and forget about what is the goal of life, what is Krishna. It's forgotten. So the intelligence is stolen. Please remember, because we're going to ask you again.
Maharaj, I request that if you like someone is asking question or giving solution, if they can speak loudly, or maybe you can repeat this question.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
There are two parts. One part is that would you say that a scientist in his experiments and everything is a little envious of Krishna, and that could be his motivation, that God has created? And then the flip
most of the cases, if you would see, anyone who is a scientist or an aspiring scientist for that matter is very frustrated. There is no way out that he would consider this Krishna's creation as a blessing and would like to do something from it. He wants to be the enjoyer and the proprietor himself. Right? And you would see this very clearly when you go and preach students in IITs and NITs, they are so frustrated and confused. There is no way out you can convince them to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes. Yes, they don't understand who is behind everything that is going on. That they don't know. It's like, okay, let me ask you a question. You are traveling, You are traveling, and you got to a place. On the way, you got to a place, a nice house. You enter into this nice house, there's varieties of food items there, drinks, everything is there. And you sit there and enjoy yourself. And walk out. How are you considered? A thief. Why we didn't consider that this building, somebody constructed it. All the facilities here, somebody did it. Why we didn't consider that? We are thieves. That is chapter 7. Okay, so I say we are thieves. Exploiting the material energy. We are thieves. Our stealing mentality is maintaining the material world. An intelligent person would know, yes, there is a person behind all this arrangement. But scientist does not know that.
So even if they know, they would want to accept because they don't want them to get defeated. They've been working so hard on everything and not facing success. Once they achieve success, they don't want to lose that fame.
So even if they know, they don't want to accept that somebody is there. Everything belongs to us. We are the doer. What is that? Envy of Krishna. They're envious. I'm concerned with your property, but I don't want you. What is that? That's envy. Right? They're envious. Why am I concerned with your property without you? I should have remembered you that the person who makes this available is important. Otherwise, these things will not be here. So we are using Christian's energy in this material. We are using Christian's energy without considering the person who owns these things. We are thieves. So it should punish that wonders. Magrida Kaswad Swidanam. Is it not? It should punish that. So you should not do that. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Maharaj, not all scientists follow the same discussion that we're discussing today.
Okay.
There's a new emerging field of science called quantum mechanics.
Hmm.
And this field of science shows that there is a spiritual base to the minutest form of the atom. They don't understand it, but they know that this, they just call it, it's a conscious or there's potentiality.
Hmm.
And it's able to act in different ways. They're studying it, But this new field is revealing, like we discussing, knowledge means to know the matter and spirit and the control of both.
Good.
So, in different arguments, it's science as we know it is how many? A few hundred years, 400 or 500 years old. So, it's that to claim this knowledge as absolute knowledge would be absurd, because it's only 500 years old. At the same time, it's evolving as through that system, and it's changing into this new outlook that there is a some kind of spiritual base to life that they don't understand.
Mm.
So their knowledge is not like Vedic knowledge, that's for sure, because it's ascending process.
Yes.
But at the same time, there's so much of evidence that is there, like with design. You cannot refute the evidence that is there to show that the world is designed. Every aspect of it, every need we have is facilitated. The position of where the earth is, the speed it moves at, the distance from the sun, any one of those have. There's four principal laws. If any one of those principal laws have to be changed a minute fraction, we won't have life. So there's so much of evidence that moves towards a designer. That there must be something that has designed this. It cannot just happen like that.
Hmm.
Now, as we discussed also, not all scientists want to accept that. But that doesn't mean that there are those that don't accept it. There are many who do accept it. And they are like, we have our Bhakti Gandhi Institute, and they are using this modern evidence to show that the actual complete knowledge is also studying the spiritual nature of it, not only seeing the macro level, but on the micro level also there's a very deep science, and if we put invest time into it, then it gives the whole picture, like we discussed about this knowledge.
Yes. So eventually, some of them will get to understand that, yes, there is a supreme person behind everything. So it's progress. Before, that was not there, but now it is there. That means that eventually we'll get there. Some of them will accept that, yes, there is a supreme personality of God who is behind everything. And accept Krishna consciousness and follow. So that's progress. All right. So we stop at where Prabhupada is giving a definition of knowledge. That is where we stop in the purport. Arjun argued that religious principles should be given more importance than politics or sociology. But he did not know that knowledge of matter, soul, and the supreme is even more important than religious formularies. Do you understand that? Do you understand? Do you understand that? So many people are very busy with the rituals without understanding the essence. Rupa Goswami said that in a, you know why? What did he say? Rupa Goswami used a word, not of instruction. Yes, Niyamagraha. Following rules and regulations without understanding the essence. We don't know the reason why we should do what we are doing. Or rejecting them whimsically. Both of them, Rupa Goswami condemns them. So Prabhupada is saying here. What Prabhupada is saying here. Okay. The body is born and is destined to be vanquished, the last part of the purpose, today or tomorrow. Therefore, the body is not as important as the soul. One who knows this is actually learned, and for him, there is no cause for lamentation. Regardless of the condition of the material body, either the body is alive or the body is dead, it is the same thing. Krishna is going to make it more clear. So this verse 11 leads us to Krishna talking to the impersonalist and establishing more point about the eternality of the soul. Text 12. Na twaibaham tatu na sam. Na twam demeja na dipa. Na twaibana babishama. Sarve vayam tat ata param. It's a ringtone or it's a ringtone. Okay, we are very strict, but it's okay. So we have a sweet festival. Arrivederci. I like sweet, but sweet without sugar. That is sweet. Some sweet, you have to chew sugar. It's not good. Yes, jaggery is good. Some sweet with jaggery is good. Very good. And it's good. It's very good. I told devotees many times about different kinds of people who hears Bhagavatam. Our charis, they mentioned there are 8. 4 are inauspicious, 4 are auspicious. In every class, 8 kinds of people hears. You never get only one class of people. Just like Lord Krishna said, 4 kinds of people approach me. 8 kinds of people are 8 kinds of people sit in Bhagavatam class. 8. 4 are auspicious, 4 are inauspicious. And one of them is a wolf, inauspicious one. Wolf. So in a wolf, I told devotees that the fool ringing in the class is wolf. If a fool rings in the class, it means it's a fool. It's a wolf listener. Wolf, wolf. You understand? Wolf? A wolf, a bull, camel, and the last one? Wolf, camel, bull, and disappearing. Okay, don't worry, I'll get it for you. I'll get all of it for you. I will refresh my memory, I'll get all. But the inauspicious, which are 4, inauspicious, which are 4. I'll get all for you later. So, translation. Lord Krishna said,
never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these things, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be.
Very powerful. Right? This is to so many people, particularly impersonalists. So here Krishna said, Na tu evaham jato na asam. There was never a time which I did not exist. I, Krishna. I existed before. I'm existing now. You can see me. And I shall exist in the future. Now, Tuam, you yourself, you, Arjun, you were in existence, you are existing now, and also in the future, Bhavishyama. Name Janadipa, all these kings here, all of them, including your grandfather, their teacher, you are afraid of killing, they have been in existence before. They are existing now, and for eternity. We will exist for eternity. That means what? Our individuality remains. Our individuality remains. It is not that before I have no form, you are formless, all these things are formless, now we have accepted the form, and tomorrow, no form. This is impersonalism. This Krishna is speaking. No, we have been persons before. That is why we are persons today. And tomorrow, we shall remain persons individually. We were not merged to Krishna in the past. And today we are fragmented. And tomorrow, we will merge again to Krishna. Everything become one. The Krishna said, no. This is our eternal situation. This is our eternal situation. It is not a temporal situation. It is permanent. Sanatana. The living entity is Cheta. Means what? It's conscious. And Nitya. We are eternally conscious entities. There's nothing happens to our individuality. But just a common sense, please listen. Common sense. Which is not common. Common sense is not common. That is why not everybody have common sense. Okay, common sense. See, all of us say we are in the material world. In the material world, we are conditioned souls, right? With our conditioned nature, we have our senses, and we are gratifying the senses. Is it not true? So, who is an intelligent person who will believe that, see, in your conditioned life, you have so many things to please the senses. But when you become liberated, no senses, no gratification. Does it make sense? That is what Mayavadis are telling. This is their teaching. So which intelligent person will accept this? It's common sense. Does it make sense? You get the point? How? Why should I, if I'm intelligent, I will better keep my condition set because here I have many gratifications. Why should I become liberated and no gratification? Which one is better? At least. There are so many things here. There are so many. Materially speaking, there are so many things here which keep one busy gratifying. Why should I become liberated and there's no gratification, no pleasure, nothing? Who is intelligent person? Who is an intelligent person who will accept this as bona fide? So. Actually, impersonalist, Mayavadis, their philosophy is based on frustration. It is based on frustration. Even Buddha philosophy is based on frustration. It's frustration. Varieties makes life difficult. Therefore, make everything one. That's Buddha philosophy. It's foolishness. It's foolishness. It doesn't make sense. For intelligent person, no intelligent person will accept this. So Krishna said, all of us say we are individually and eternally persons. And we remain individually, eternally persons with our form. With our form. Yes. So Krishna spoke this. Because Arjuna is lamenting, oh, the body. Oh, the body. You see, Arjuna is arguing with Krishna. If I kill all these people, I won't have anything to enjoy. And Krishna spoke this philosophy. Krishna is speaking now to Arjuna to remove his ignorance. So Krishna is speaking to Arjuna, which is representing every one of us. So the knowledge, the philosophy Krishna is giving here in Bhagavad Gita, it is for everyone. Krishna is speaking to everyone. And where did he speak this? In the room? On the battlefield. One side of the battlefield? Is it one side? At one side? Where did Krishna speak this? In the middle, Senayo, Ubayo, my dear. So in the middle, Krishna is speaking this. That means that everybody benefited. Those who want to benefit their life, they had the Gita. They make use of it. Arjuna had the Gita, he made use of it. Others, they had the Gita, they didn't make use of it. And what was the consequence? They did not get the mercy Krishna got, Arjuna got, which Krishna gave. The Lord says, after the sloka here, Nityo nityanam chitanas chitananam eko bahunam yo vidati kaman tam atmas tam ye nu pashanti dira te sham santi saswati nare na de tare sham. Prabhupada quote this verse many times. Very one of his favorite verses. To establish the eternality of the soul and individuality of the soul. Prabhupada quote this verse many times. Yes, many lectures. First of all, this distinction here, right? There is distinction here in this sloka between the individual, so we, Nitya, a singular word here, Nitya, and then Nitya now the plural. So Nitya refers to Krishna. And Nitya now refers to us. We are eternal, Krishna is eternal. So what is the difference? The second line. Eko bahunam jo vedati kaman. This is a difference. He refers to Krishna. Krishna, we are eternal. We are eternally conscious. Krishna is also eternally conscious entity. The difference is that he is the maintainer. That's the difference. We are the maintained, and Krishna is maintainer. So there's a difference here. Not that we have merged into Krishna and become Krishna. Yes, we are Krishna because we are part and parcel of Krishna, but not the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna. Right? That is different. So Prabhupada is speaking in the purport. The Lord says clearly that he himself, Arjuna, and all the kings who are assembled in the battlefield are eternally individual beings, and that the Lord is eternally the maintainer of the individual living entities, both in their condition and in their liberated situations. Very powerful. Prabhupada is saying this because he doesn't want the impersonalists to maintain their illusion, thinking that, yes, when we are persons now because we are conditioned, and at the liberated stage, we are no more conditioned. No, Krishna maintains us eternally. Either on our condition or liberated stage, Krishna remains the supreme maintainer. And we remain the eternally maintained entities. Their individuality existed in the past, and their individuality will continue in the future without interruption. Therefore, there is no cause for lamentation for anyone. The Mayavadi theory that after liberation, the individual soul, separated by the covering of Maya or illusion, will merge into the impersonal Brahman and lose its individual existence is not supported herein by Lord Krishna, the supreme authority, nor is the theory that we only think of individuality in the conditional state supported herein. None is being supported by Krishna. Is it clear? This statement of Krishna is authoritative because Krishna cannot be subject to illusion. If individuality were not a fact, then Krishna would not have stressed it so much, even for the future. The Mayavadi may argue that the individuality spoken of by Krishna is not spiritual but material. Even accepting the argument that the individuality is material, then how can one distinguish Krishna's individuality? Krishna affirms his individuality in the past and confirms his individuality in the future also. He has confirmed his individuality in many ways. An impersonal Brahman has been declared to be subordinate to him. Krishna has maintained spiritual individuality all along. If he is accepted as an ordinary conditioned soul in individual consciousness, then his Bhagavad Gita has no value as authoritative scripture. A common man with all the four defects of human frailty is unable to teach that which is worth hearing. The Gita is above all such literature. No mundane book compares with the Bhagavad Gita. When one accepts Krishna as an ordinary man, the Gita loses all importance. The Mayavadi argues that the plurality mentioned in this verse is conventional and that it refers to the body. But previous to this verse, such a bodily conception is already condemned. So why would Krishna speak about it again? After condemning the bodily conception of the living entities, how was it possible for Krishna to place a conventional proposition on the body again? That is their misfortune. Text 13. Dehino svinjata dehe.
Dehino svinjata dehe.
Omaram jovanam jara.
Tathadehantara prapti
dhira tatranamuyati.
As the embodied soul continuously passes in this body from childhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The sober person is not deluded by such experience.
In the Bhagavatam, there is a pastime of Maharajayati. Remember? Maharajayati. Arjun's point here is that I'm not okay Krishna, I agree that you want me to renew the body of my grandfather and guru. But my problem is, if you renew that body, I will not have a relationship with them again. Do you understand? You understand Arjuna's point? Krishna, you want to help me, because Krishna is telling Arjuna, what is the problem with you? I want you to help your grandfather get a new body. Your guru will have a new body for better enjoyment. Your guru's body is already old. Your grandfather's body is already old. And I'm just asking you to change your body. Give them a younger body. What's the problem?
I just say, Krishna, you know, if you change his body, then I will not relate with him again.
Right? I don't have a relationship with them again, because now they are in heaven, I'm here. You see? Look, see how deep attachment is. Arjuna is not considering their heavenly situation. He's considering his attachment to their body. You see what is happening? Krishna said, send them to heaven for a better life. I just say, if you send them, they will not live with them again. This is what this verse is talking. Dehi no smi jata dehi. A child's body sometimes becomes adult. Means what? You see, I've changed the youth. The baby's body is changed now to youth. Do we cry for that? Eh? Do we cry for that? Okay, see, all of us now, we are no more babies. That means what? Our baby's body is gone. Right? Our parents cried for it. Eh? And those of us who are mothers and fathers, do we cry? We are happy, right? But Arjuna said, and also, in due course of time, this youthful body become an old body, right? That means what? The youthful body is gone. Now it's the old body. Is it not? Do we cry for that? All these changes? Eventually, this body will become unfit for the soul. And the soul has to go for the next body. Or if the Krishna conscious devotee, the soul will go back and back to Godhead. If our parents have gone to Krishna Loka and we are here crying, oh my father, my dear mother, I love you so much, I care for you, where are you? You understand? The person we are crying for is in heaven or in Goloka. Who should cry for who? Huh? They should cry for us. Why? Because we are still suffering here. We are here suffering. Do you know that he told Krishna, see Krishna, you. See, you are playing your politics here. I'm dying, I'm going to heaven, but you will stay here with your friends and suffer. So stay here, I'm going to heaven. Do you know that? Although he's leaving, he's still criticizing Krishna. He's still criticizing Krishna, he's still committing offense. Me, I'm going to heaven to enjoy. You stay here with your friends, suffer. In a travel. So those who are in Goloka, those who are in heaven, they should cry for us because we are here suffering. But we are crying for. Does it make sense? Yes. It is due to our own attachment to their body. It is not for a higher purpose. It is not. This is what is going on here. Christian is saying, but this body will be changed either today or tomorrow. So why do you change? Why don't you just change the body now for a better one? I didn't say no. If that happens, then I will not see them again. I won't see my father again. I won't see my mother again. I won't see my relatives again. I won't see them again. Oh. Even this body could have been here as our father, our mother, or whatever, have we ever seen? Have we ever seen the person we consider the mother, the father, the this and that and that and that? Have we ever seen the person? So, lamentation is for fools, not for those who are wise. Hare Krishna. Sma Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premananda. Oh, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.